there. This is Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio, your bedside entertainment system. Today is the first Sunday in the season of Lent, and our theme today centres upon the temptations of Jesus. Lent is a time in the Christian year when we as Christians prepare ourselves for Easter by examining our lives through prayer and fasting, and by thinking seriously about what Jesus' death and resurrection mean to us and the world. I'd like to open our programme today with a song which was written by Pete Scott, a friend of mine. It's called I Offer You Today, Lord. It's about bringing our faults and our failures, all our noughts and crosses, before a loving, forgiving God. I once heard it said that God sees us as we are, loves us as we are, and accepts us as we are. But by his grace, he doesn't leave us as we are.
I offer you today, Lord, as I turn to you to pray, Lord, when I fail and when I stray, Lord, I offer you today. I offer you my thoughts, Lord, my crosses and my sorts, Lord, I offer you my thoughts. I offer you my helplessness. No, you'll turn it into bravery. I offer you my hopelessness, for I can only come as me. I offer you my heart, Lord. Won't you let me play a part, Lord? I know it's just a start, Lord. I offer you my heart. When you make another dawn for me, and I see another sunrise there, fears and insecurities are as nothing when they're in your dawn for me, and I see another sunrise there. My fears and insecurities are as nothing when they're in your care. I offer you today, Lord, as I turn to you to pray, Lord. When I fail and when I stray, Lord, I offer you today.
One little object was all it took for me to succumb to temptation when I was a child, and so I stole it. It all began when I was hiding under a table in a friend's house during a game of hide and seek. That's when I noticed it, a coloured elastic band. The more I looked at it and dwelt on it, I began to come up with loads of reasons why I should put it in my pocket. So I took it. I had long hair, nothing to keep it up, and a ponytail. So why did I feel so guilty afterwards at that young age? After all, it was just an elastic band. I knew even then, though, that what I had done was wrong. They say that one's conscience is keen at first, like a three-pronged sharp triangle inside us. The points are so sharp we feel our guilt easily, but the more we do wrong, the more they become blunt and the pain isn't felt as much in time. In the Bible, Peter tells us, Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Let's hear a hymn called Yield Not to Temptation, a golden oldie, by Al Green from Soul Survivor.
Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory will help you some others to win. Fight manfully onward, dark passion subdue. Look ever to Jesus, and he will carry you through. Just ask the Savior to help you, to comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you, and he will carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, to comfort, evil companions, bad language, disdain, God's name hold in reverence, don't take it in vain. Be thoughtful and honest, kind-hearted, true. Look ever to Jesus, he'll carry you through. Oh, ask the Savior to help you, to comfort, strengthen, and heal.
Martin Luther once quoted an old Chinese proverb saying, "You can't stop birds flying around your head, but you can stop them from making a nest in your hair." To be tempted is actually not a sin, but to entertain it, fix on it, and act upon it is. And when we succumb, we stand to lose something very precious: our good name, our reputation, sometimes even the agonizing breakup of family life. Having climbed up onto the slippery slope, it's certainly not an easy thing to stand again. But this next hymn, and the Bible reading which follows, remind us that Jesus walked this earth before us and experienced what it was to be human just like us. He was tempted too. He felt our keenest woes. He knew how difficult it was to resist. So who better to turn to than him? Here's a hymn called Lead Us, Heavenly Father, Lead Us, O'er the World's Tempestuous Seas.
Lead us, Heavenly Father, lead us o'er the world's tempestuous sea. Guard us, guide us, keep us.
So here's our gospel reading for today from Luke chapter 4, verses 1 to 13. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God, and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem, and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. Let's listen to Ferdinand Ortega singing, "Jesus, Lover of My Soul."
Jesus, Lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly. While the nearer waters roll, while the tempest still is high, hide me, O my Savior, hide, till the storm of life is past. Safe into the haven guide, O receive my soul at last. Other refuge have I none, hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave me not alone, still support and comfort me. All my trust on thee is stayed, all my help from thee I bring. Cover my defenseless head with the shadow. Christ art all I want, more than all in thee I find. Raise the fallen, cheer the faint, heal the sick and lead the blind. Just and holy is thy name, I am all unrighteousness. False and full of sin I am, thou art full of truth and grace. Mm-hmm.
first temptation spoke to Jesus' hunger in the wilderness as he fasted for 40 days. He was famished. How easily he could have turned a stone into bread to satisfy his own hunger, but that would have been to have used God's power for his own needs. It is said that temptation is the suggestion to get God to do what we want, rather than be willing to do what God wants and trust in him for all our needs. In the second temptation, the devil tries to direct Jesus' eyes towards fame and great wealth, power and popularity, to obey only him rather than God. Don't we sometimes like power in some form or other? And don't we sometimes want a little recognition and a bit of praise for the good we do? This great desire for power and wealth, fame and glory at any cost, is the most seductive of all temptations today. So many are out to win what they perceive to be the ultimate prize in today's world, wealth. And they'll cheat, steal, lie, and trample over the lives of the vulnerable to achieve their own goals. They want the shortcuts to success, to walk the easy road and to see immediate results. But there in the wilderness, Jesus knew the road he had to walk would be a very different one, a very difficult one indeed, for it would lead to his death. Let's listen to St. John's Cathedral, Los Angeles, singing 40 Days and 40 Nights.
40 days and 40 nights, thou wast fasting in the world. 40 days and 40 nights, tempted and yet undefiled. Should not be my
the devil was out to destroy Jesus as he tempted him the third time. "Throw yourself down from here," he whispered from the pinnacle of the temple. He wanted rid of him. But what an impact Jesus could have made in the temple courts had he succumbed to this temptation. What if he'd thrown himself down from that high point in order to be scooped up by soaring angels coming to his rescue? A miracle in the sky, a Superman. Would that not have persuaded the crowds below, especially the religious leaders, of his true identity? Surely such an event would have taken all the pain, sweat and tears out of Jesus' ministry and allowed time for the more important work of salvation and healing. But Jesus resisted once again. God's time for him had not come. So how did Jesus overcome his temptations? For a start, he knew Scripture by heart and used it to resist the devil's attack. He recognized who his enemy was and what he was about. Also, Jesus was obedient to God, his Heavenly Father, always seeking to know him and discern his will through prayer and fasting, forever keeping close to him. There's no end to what we can achieve for God if we keep our eyes on him. Here's Marty Horn with a song called "Eye Has Not Seen."
Eye has not seen.
I once read a story about a famous painting by an artist called Moritz Retzsch, who painted a chessboard depicting a game in progress. Seated at one side of the board is a youth with a look of desperation on his face. Across from him there sits the devil, leering sadistically because the game is over and he has won with a checkmate. Now, according to the story, a certain man returned to the museum day after day to study the painting. He would stand for hours before looking at it in great detail. Finally, one day, he let out a loud shout, "It's not checkmate! It's not checkmate!" Soon, a crowd gathered round to see what the commotion was all about. Excitedly, he told them, "I'm a chess master. I've studied this painting for days now, and if this young man moves his piece to that square, he escapes checkmate." The good news today is that there is a way out of our difficulties that we find ourselves in. We may feel trapped. We may feel our lives or the world are in a mess. Checkmate for sure. But it doesn't have to be. The eternal chess master, Jesus Christ, can turn any situation around. He will make a way of escape for us if we will call upon him. The Bible tells us in 1 John 3, "For this purpose the Son of God came into the world, that he might destroy the works of the devil." And so at the beginning of Lent, would you join me in this prayer? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, you know the battles we face daily. You know how powerless and despondent we sometimes feel, and yet you are there with us in the depths of our despair. Come restore us, cleanse us, heal us, make us whole, so we may serve you again, know you and love you once more. Amen. And now, remembering Jesus' words there at the end of that reading, "Worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Let's listen to a final song about surrendering to God and getting our priorities in order. Here's "All to Jesus I Surrender," sung to us by the Isaacs. Bye for now.
All to Jesus I surrender all to Him. I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily.